بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we read the hadith. In this chapter that we should command the right and forbid the wrong. With regard to that, we read the hadith in which Hazrat Abu Sa'id in al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that abstain from sitting on pathways, that is in public places, do not go and attend any places for public domain. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum replied and said, O Messenger of Allah, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have no choice because this is where we sit and have our discussion. That is those places that we have to go and we have to be present in public places. So that we have no choice, so what should we do? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you have no alternative but to sit there, then fulfill the rights of the pathway. That is there, also keep in mind what are the laws of Allah Ta'ala and keep those in mind and fulfill those commandments of Allah Ta'ala. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum asked, what are the rights of the pathways? What are they? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded them and they asked, what are they? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, these were the five things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them. Lowering the gaze, that is in public places there would be women, so be very careful and lower your gaze. Removing harmful objects, anything which is harmful to any person, which comes in the way, which is the greatest sign of Iman, to remove that. Replying to the salam, any person makes salam and salam should be replied to properly also. Not just making a sound or something or just saying salam, but properly we should reply and create an Islamic environment. Commanding the good, and that is the part of the hadith which is related to the chapter, that is also part of the right of being in a public place, and that is a duty every time, everywhere, to command the good and forbid the evil. Further commentary on this hadith. This hadith teaches us that public places are communal. That is, everyone has a right there, and when it's necessary to be present there, then we should fulfill the rights of those places. Hence, the rights of all who frequent them should be duly respected. Whoever is present there, everyone's rights should be duly respected. The five advices given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahaba are equally applicable to us when we interact with others in the public domain. So wherever we in public places with people, then these things apply to us also, and we should be also fulfilling them. And particularly here with regard to this chapter, the commanding of right and the forbidding of wrong. Adopting this etiquette will ensure that we become true ambassadors of Deen of Islam. Ulama have interpreted these five advices in broader terms. That is, not only these five things directly as they are, but in broader terms. The one is lowering the gaze means to abstain from meddling and interfering in unnecessary matters. Not only the lowering of the gaze is required, that we must control our eyes, but further, more than that also, that we should not meddle and interfere in unnecessary matters, in other people's matters, unnecessary, which does not concern us, we should not interfere in those matters. Removing harm from the path means to abstain from sinful activities such as backbiting and ridiculing any person. That is also included in that. Not only we should, the basic thing, removing any harm from the path, that should be done. Together with that also, further, we should abstain from sinful activities such as backbiting, ridiculing, mockery, many other things which are included in there. Replying to the salam means honoring others who pass by. We should reply and we should have the honor and respect of those people. So that also should be kept in mind at all times. Enjoining good and forbidding evil means to enjoy every command of Islam and to abstain from every prohibition. all that is part and parcel of it, and we should be fulfilling that also. That is command to enjoy every and enjoy every command of Islam and to forbid from every prohibition. Other hadith mentioned rights of the road that should be fulfilled. Yeah, five rights have been mentioned. In other hadith we read some other rights also. One of them is reply by saying Yarhamukallah to one who said Alhamdulillah after sneezing. In here also we are quite neglectful. When somebody sneezes and they say Yarhamukallah, then we should say in return when they say Alhamdulillah, after that we should say Yarhamukallah. But many times we don't do that. That is also part and parcel of the right of the people. Assisting people to carry their goods, wherever it is, somebody's bag, somebody's goods, somebody is having some difficulty, whatever is handicapped, is old, whatever, we should try and assist them. Aiding the oppressed. Any person is being oppressed anywhere, we should aid that person also. Remembering Allah Ta'ala in abundance at such places, to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala also and make it in abundance. Engaging in beneficial discussions, whatever discussions which are beneficial, whether it's directly related to deen or any other discussion also, but which are of necessity and benefit. And guiding those who have lost their way to show people direction. So all these are also rights when we are in the world toward the people in public. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to learn our deen, to practice our deen, and let the true deen become alive. And then people can see what Islam is. We can see all these rights. If we fulfill them, people will see what a beautiful religion Islam is. But unfortunately, we ourselves are not even aware, and we don't keep it in our mind. So to practicing it is out of the question. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.